Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brian Stevens. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Brian Stevens. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Case. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Grace. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grace. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Peck moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peck scores. Metkovich moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming takes first base on ball four. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Lopez and he is safe. Vernon steals second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis strikes out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's Indians, 1, Senators, 1. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards left. Grace fields it and throws to second to catch Peck for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Metkovich moves to second. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-1 in the game. Seary hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grace who is chasing the ball. Seary reaches third base with a triple. Metkovich scores. Fleming goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Stevens covering, for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lewis moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Stevens trying to get to home. Lewis throws the ball into Evans, who tags Stevens, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Peck moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty strikes out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. Travis hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Nair now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Fleming bunts towards the mound. Nair fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Seary hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Travis. Boudreau scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Nair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Evans moves to third. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nair juggles the ball. That's an error on Nair. Lopez moves to second. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Peck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lopez moves to third. Stevens moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Metkovich strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grace. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Lopez scores. Stevens scores. Peck goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Seary hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-2 in the game. Travis hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Brian Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Peck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Peck reaches second base with a double. Lopez moves to third. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Case, who is chasing the ball. Metkovich reaches third base with a triple. Lopez scores. Peck scores. It's 9-1, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got four RBIs. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Kay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Myatt pinch hits for Lunaire. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-3 in the game. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Scarborough now pitching. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Siri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scarborough fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Stevens covering, for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-4 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Scarborough, and towards Christman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lopez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. Lopez moves to second. 2 outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles, a double, and a walk. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 3 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Travis moves to second. Stan Spence pinch hits for Ray Scarborough. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 4 in the game. Case hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.